Hey guys, welcome back to the Shiitake Podcast. The only international podcast that I know of with people from way different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
With me, as always, is our co-host, Lamont. Lamont, say what's up to the people.
Yeah, hello.
Guest hosting this week, we got once again with us, Mateo. Mateo, what's good?
Hello, what's going on?
All right, folks, so this week we are reviewing Azure Lane. But before we get to that, we got to go to the question of the week.
All right, so for the question of the week, guys, it is something different. We are going to do like a top three. So here's the question. So what is the three anime that you should be in isolation? You need to be alone to watch that anime. For some damn reason, you know? It can be for any reason. So I want you guys to list three of them. So I don't want any repeats, you know? I don't want the same answer from you guys.
Oh, no repeats.
Yeah, no repeats.
So what anime do we have to be, like, away from everybody else to watch?
Yep. For some reason. It can be any reason, though. You can mention your reason why.
Okay, so not only ecchi, but just anything in general.
Yep.
Okay.
How about you start first, Matthew?
All right, so I got to throw in the obvious. I got to throw in my High School DxD.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to throw in my Two Love Roo.
Two Love Roo? You can watch it in public.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I get a little too excited when I see Momo.
You can get by that watching in public, you know?
I get too excited when I see Momo. And then my third one, my monster, you're going to fucking love it. You are going to love my third one.
You're such a fanboy now, huh? All right. You don't want people to see your fanboy face.
Oh, no. You see my fanboy face. You can't. Never mind. We're not getting into that. And we really have to X-rate this show, sir. My next one, and like I said, you're going to love it, Mamat. It's got to be Clannad, because I need to be absolute focused, and I don't want anybody to see me cry like a little bitch. I'll be crying like a baby, and I don't want nobody to see me crying like a baby.
All right.
And you're going to be crying like a bitch.
I will not question you about it, all right? You get a pass from me. You get a pass from me, man. Clannad, oh, man.
I got to be able to focus. It's my favorite show of all time. I want to sit down, zero in on it, and just enjoy the amazingness of that show. No distractions.
Hashtag embrace the tears, you know?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'd be crying like a little baby, tears rolling down my face. I won't even be able to finish the sentence.
And Shannon right there doesn't know what we are talking about here, you know?
I know. He's a lesser life form right now until he watches it.
Kiss my ass.
I'm not into that, sir. I apologize.
Oh, man. All right, Shannon, how about
So I'm supposed to choose three shows that I gotta watch by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like most shows, I really don't care. My wife knew who she married to begin with, so nothing really surprises her. But if I had to pick three,
there was one that you watched recently.
Huh?
Never mind. Go and say it.
I know what you're gonna say now.
Oh shit!
You know what I'm gonna say now. This has got to be Monster Musume. Monster Reviewer.
That's the innocent reviewer. I knew you were gonna say that one.
I mean, we almost. I almost reviewed that show. You know, we almost.
Why didn't we review that show? Why can't we review it?
Thank God, I watched Dime a Dollar by myself.
Why though? Why David by yourself?
So
dude,
bad.
The first 5 seconds there was a random titty scene in the shower for no reason. I was in the break room at work when I first started watching the show. I'm like, I can't watch this at work. I gotta go to my car. No.
Oh man.
Just too much.
Freaking hilarious.
That is hilarious, man. And I don't know about it. I should have warned you before.
Yeah, somebody could have warned me.
Oh man, you know how I roll. I didn't watch the thing that I didn't watch the anime that we are going to review first, you know. Most of the time. So as for me, number one is Seiko no Kueze. If you guys know about that anime.
If you know, you know.
Have you watched it, Shannon?
Yeah, I've seen Seiko no Kueze.
Yeah, you definitely need to be alone to watch that one. And then the second one is Ghost Hunt. You need to be alone to enjoy all the horror in that show. You know, if you're like a horror maniac or something like that, you should be alone at night and watch that show. Because that one is damn scary, you know. And yeah, the last one would be Kisses. Meteo should know about this. Or Kodomo no Jikan. Yeah, I added extra over there because it's kind of like the same thing. Because if you try to watch it in public, people...
Kodomo no Jikan?
Yeah.
Oh, that fucking show. Sorry, I know that show.
You need to be alone to watch that one, you know?
Yes, you do. Or else that's
welcome. Yes. And we'll just knock on your door or something like that, you know? So, yeah, I guess that's it, man. So, let's move on to the main topic. Shannon, hit it.
All right, so this week we're watching, as I said, we're watching Azure Lane. So, the quick synopsis for you guys. The seas were taken over by a mysterious enemy known only as Sirens. Humans then created humanoid female embodiments of real-life warships in order to combat the Sirens and take back ownership of the seas. Unfortunately, many human-like emotions were passed to these warships, and splits occurred between these former allies, separating them into two groups, known as Azure Lane and the Red Axis. These two groups now fight against one another. The Red Axis, comprised of warships from the likes of Nazi Germany, Iron Blood, and Imperial Japan, known as the Soccer Empire. They have joined the evil Sirens in their fight, utilizing advanced Siren technology to obtain powers beyond that of their natural capabilities. Azure Lane, comprised of warships from the United States, also known as Eagle Union, and the Royal Navy, which is obviously the UK, still fights for the good of humanity and believes the unnatural evolution of the Red Axis counterparts must be thwarted along with the Sirens.
Right. Thank you for refreshing my memory back for the show.
Yeah, we watched this a little bit longer than normal. This was a week ago.
Yeah. Let's give it, like always, let's give it a slogan and a score. Start with you, Matthew. I thought you love the show so much.
Matteo.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Ooh, out of breath. Sorry. These masks got me going crazy. Score? 5.
All right. You love the show.
5 out of 10. No, I love the game. Of course, 5 out of 10. My slogan is, who knew beautiful girls in boats would be so boring?
I mean, that is so true, man. That is so true.
Exactly.
How about you, Shannon?
I'm going to have to give it probably, I'll give it a 5 as well. Mm-hmm. Slogan's going to be, well, what did I say it was? Big bucks and battleships battle for sea supremacy.
All right. That is not too far off, but I like Meteos better, I guess.
Oh, I agree. Mm-hmm. I was trying to be more a little bit alliterative than mine, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I will give it a 5 also. And my slogan is, there's a lot to choose here, but I hope you like lollies. I mean ships.
Nice cover.
All right. Whose slogan are we going to be used for this podcast?
Hands down, Matteo.
Yep.
That's it. That's what it is. That's it.
You win.
I had to pick a good one.
So let's start. Right. Let's start the show. Yeah. Oh man. What am I thinking? Why I choose this anime to review?
Well, I think I know why you chose it.
All right. So do you guys have watched Kantai Collection?
No.
Yes.
Meteor, I think we did. Yeah. Did you do that for a review once?
No, we didn't. So you have watched Kantai Collection, right? Right, Meteor?
Yeah, I really like Kantai Collection.
Yeah, compared to this, Kantai Collection is far better, I guess. So is it Azulin a game first? Anime second?
Yes. Yeah, it's a PS4 game and a mobile game.
Oh. So this is just like an adaptation from the game? Or is it an original story? Do you have any idea, Shannon?
I have no clue.
You play the game, right, Matthew? So is it adaptation from the game or is it an original story?
It's an original story. It's really just a bad adaptation.
Man. So I guess let's discuss why the show just go, I guess, bad. There's no sugarcoating it.
Well, I mean, all right, for me at least, the show just went flat. So, and there's a lot of stuff that didn't really make sense. Like, the siren, okay, so we don't know where the sirens came from. There's no backstory on the sirens. There's no real explanation for how the ships were made. There are no humans that we see at all.
Yeah,
and true. It's like the show didn't really go anywhere. Like, wait. Like, let me get this straight. Y'all are fighting against this unknown enemy that y'all can't defeat. And then you're just going to turn on each other for no reason? Like, really?
I mean, there's a reason behind it. The Red Axis want to use the technology to defeat the enemy, you know?
Right. But in what world would they be like, oh, you don't agree with our philosophy on using siren technology to defeat the sirens, so we're just going to attack you before we finish off the sirens.
Yeah, the reasoning behind it is very weak.
In what world is that a sound battle strategy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was very weak in its premise.
It's very, the reasoning behind the fighting, and I mean, the fighting scenes too, like, it feels boring, right?
There were some good fights,
mm-hmm.
and they looked good, but they didn't really last very long, and it didn't really explain how damage works.
Yeah, that is true too. I mean, how in the world, like, a battleship use a sword or katana to fight? Can you explain?
Well, and it didn't make sense. It didn't make sense how they were all fighting.
Yeah, like, if you like, use like a cannon or a gun, I can see that somehow. But a katana.
Then you come out with a bow and arrow, and a katana.
Uh huh.
Like, and I would have been fine if it showed more of a stylistic choice by the nation you served, but mm-hmm. that wasn't the case.
Yeah, just using the names, I guess.
And like the whole friendship thing with Ayanami, was it Ayanami?
Yeah, Ayanami.
That whole thing was just dumb. Like, you met this girl one time and she happened to be sitting with your unicorn, and now mm-hmm. that's gotta be your best friend.
Yep. I want to be friend with you. I mean, it's Luffy who started first.
Well, no. It's the fact that, like, they were diehard. It wasn't Laffy. It was the other girl, the British one. Lance?
Lance?
It's the blue-haired one with that has the lance that she fights with.
Javelin. That's her name.
Javelin. Thank you.
Yeah, Javelin. Yeah.
It was Javelin more than the bunny girl. Like, she was dead on. No, I have to be her friend. And it's like, she just tried to kill your whole crew. And she gotta be your best friend.
Yeah.
They took that whole, they took the power of friendship thing a bit too far. And like, the, I didn't understand what was their name? The main villain girls, the two fox girls.
Akagi and Kaga.
Even then, that just went over my head. It didn't make sense how the white one was made up of parts from the other one's quote unquote sister.
Yep.
But then we see flashback and they all exist at the same time.
I mean, at that point, maybe Kaga had an upgrade path for the ship.
That's one of those things. I was like, y'all needed to spend a lot more time discussing or explaining how the fuck y'all work before you can just say you're just made up of parts from her sister. That's the only reason she likes you. It's like, how do you get her parts, and how does that work?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have to talk about those lolis, though. Matthew, you better come in now. You better come in and defend your lolis. So,
there's nothing to defend about him, though.
Oh, there's nothing to defend about him?
Even Matteo didn't like the lollies in the show.
Oh, shoot. I mean, there's lollies for everyone and their mom, you know?
I don't understand the classification of these ships either. Like, yeah. It would have made sense if, like, the big busty girls were all, like, battleships or carriers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lollies were, like light transports and stuff like that. Or light warships. That would have made sense. No, everybody is, like, in, like, shuffled between all the different classes. And it's just like, huh? And,
like the strongest one, Enterprise, right? She is, like, the aircraft carrier or something like that?
Yeah, she's an aircraft carrier.
Mm-hmm. So why an aircraft carrier is far superior than a battleship?
I mean, the amount of armaments on board, because they can launch more ships and planes and everything to attack you from the air as well as the sea. Mm-hmm. Like, I can understand, but I don't know. It just didn't make a lot of sense on the power scaling in the show at all either.
Yeah, and like,
the nerd in me appreciates the fact that Enterprise was the main hero.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's always an Enterprise ship ever since like the 1800s. There's always an Enterprise, and that's usually the head of the fleet for the military. So I appreciated the fact that Enterprise was kind of like the main character ship. I thought that was cool. Other than that, the rest of it's just like, the fuck.
So I am dumb and idiot, all right? So I have to ask this. Who's making this game, I guess? Is it the Japanese people?
Yes.
Because it's kind of weird. They are not showcasing Japanese supremacy. And
I thought let the other too. Country
win, you know? Let the other country be the hero.
I thought that was super weird as well. I thought it was cool that they didn't make America the villains for once.
I didn't mind that, but the question still remains, you know?
So, looks like at least the mobile game is made by YoStar Limited.
Who's located in, what, Europe, UK?
Let me look them up. Because it sounds like...
They're JP. They're Japanese.
Yeah.
It is a Japanese...
top publisher, developer, investor of games. No, China.
China? And China not even in this?
China, like, they made a guest appearance in those two little ships.
Oh, yeah, the Dragon Empire or something?
Yeah, the Dragon Empire.
Yeah. Just be like a guest star? And...
Yes.
I don't know. It's a bit weird. Japanese just become a villain, you know?
I mean, it makes more sense now. Like, I don't understand why they made America the heroes, but I certainly understand why they made Japan the villains.
Shoot. That's deep, man. That's deep.
Hey, I'm just saying, relationships have not been the best between the two. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, shoot. All right, so are they a sheep or are they a furry?
Dude, I don't freaking know. I never understood the whole, like, it's a girl, but it's a tank, or it's a plane, or it's a battleship. Like, what the hell? What happened to Monster Girls?
Yeah. Everything doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
And if you notice, all the mothership is a lolly too, you know? I mean, like the Queen Elizabeth one and Nagato one.
Yeah, they're all lollies.
I mean, they have a light cruiser that is a lolly, and then they have like the big one, the mothership one, as a lolly too. All right, back to the story though. So I guess the fight doesn't mean anything towards the end, right?
No, it really doesn't. It's like everything was like, it's almost like everything was pointless until, except for Enterprise and her awakening to who she really is. And even that didn't make a lick of sense. It's just like, who the fuck were you talking to? Why did she show up out of nowhere? And why did you suddenly become the most OP bitch on this in the world, on top of already being the most OP bitch in the world?
Mm-hmm. And what is Siren then? What is Siren hidden agenda over there?
Zero explanation.
Meteo, you have any idea? We need your input over here too, you know?
Honestly, for a Siren, no, there's not that much explanation in the game either. I'm not 100% sure what they are. I just know they're like an alien race, I guess, trying to destroy the world.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess I got nothing to say about the show.
The show is weak.
Yeah, right?
Because is absolutely pointless.
I mean, yeah, someone has to be there to make the ships, right? So, but we didn't see any humans at all, right?
Yeah. Not one.
It was them who operates everything, I guess, because yeah, they eat human stuff. Some do drive a car, I guess. And yeah. How do they do like the repairing and stuff?
I mean they had little repair ships running.
They have repair ships. Yeah, they have repair ships running around.
Yeah, they have repair ships, but how about Enterprise? Like Enterprise did emergency repair or something like that, you know?
Yeah, like there was
Did she put a bandaid on herself or something like that?
Apparently. I don't know. There were just so many holes in the show that they weren't even trying to patch.
I don't know, man. So let's talk about the game for a second. Is the game very popular, Meteo?
I wouldn't call it very popular. It does have its niche fan base, but the game itself isn't very popular, I would say.
So have you played it yet?
Yeah, I play the mobile game. I still have it downloaded on my phone.
So 1 million plus downloads, 4.5 star reviews out of 4.5 star review out of 107,000. So, I mean,
is it the same as fighting the sirens?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's it?
Well,
that is the end goal?
You do fight other nations, per se, but you're pretty much fighting the sirens most of the time.
So it's more of a gotcha.
Why you
it's a gotcha game.
Other nation, then?
Huh?
Why do you fight other nation?
Because they release some like events where you can collect the characters from other nations, and that's the only reason why.
Yeah, it's a game thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't tie to the whole story, I guess.
It's just a means to get other characters from those nations.
Shoot. I don't have any point else to say about the show. So let's get right into the characters, I guess. Do you have any favorite characters, Shannon?
Not really.
No?
I mean, other than from an aesthetic standpoint. What?
If you have to choose one.
Mm-hmm. If I absolutely had to choose one, it'd probably be Belfast.
Agree 100%.
Belfast is definitely like Belfast's wife is waifu number
one. Yeah, it's waifu material, and I love her so much. I would like to see her get mad or something like that because she's gets very scary if she gets mad, I guess.
She gets mad.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, Belfast is waifu number one, and then Illustrious is waifu number two.
Illustrious?
Yeah.
Wow. So, how about you, Matthew?
So, mine are purely based off the game. And I lied when I say I can't defend any lolly, but my two favorite characters are Illustrious and Unicorn.
You and your lollies. Foof.
So yeah, that's purely based off the game itself, just because those are my two favorite characters in the game, because they're completely broken.
All right, that's fair. So if I have to choose one loli, I will go with Ayanami, you know, because she's capable of doing something at least. Not like other lolis tropes, I guess, over there. So how about a least favorite character, Shannon?
Least favorite has gotta be Enterprise and Kensai.
Which one?
Least favorite has gotta be Enterprise or Ayanami.
Oh man.
Like it's just the constant like the repeating that same phrase over and over and over again just got on my last possible nerve. It was like time like war may change. Like the whole like everything always stays the same in war kind of thing. It just drove me nuts.
Yeah, it's kind of overplayed a bit much, yeah. I guess.
And then Ayanami and her indecisiveness towards like how she, like whether or not she's going to be friends with someone. In fact, she has to fight. She doesn't know why.
I cannot blame her for that. Because, yeah, at one side, you need to defend your country or whatever. And at the other side, you really want to be friends with other people, you know? So I can excuse her for that reason.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But the issue with me was the fact that she couldn't just commit to... Well, it's not even defending your country at that point. Your country is the aggressor. So you're not defending, you are attacking. And she tried to make it seem like...
I mean, yeah, that's a better word for me. I guess siding with your country. That is the better word to use there. How about you, Matthew?
What? So
your least favorite character, man.
It's always gonna be Enterprise. I hate Enterprise. I've always hated Enterprise, and I always will hate Enterprise.
Why though?
Like I said, purely based on the game, I hate her artwork in the game.
Is it that bad?
Game is the ugliest.
Is she that bad in the game too?
So, no, she's one of the best characters in the game. However, in the game, they have a mechanic where you can build up an affinity with a character, and then you can actually marry the ship, and they get a wedding dress skin.
You marry
her wedding dress skin is the ugliest wedding dress skin I've ever seen, so I hate her.
I mean, you can change the skin, right?
Yeah, but the point of doing it is to get the skin, and if the skin's not worth it, then she sucks.
Yeah. All right. All right, there you go, guys. Let's move on to. Do you have any favorite scene, Shannon, throughout the show?
You didn't say your least favorites. You didn't say your least favorites.
Me, so it will be Kaga, The two villains, I guess the white one, Kaga. I don't like that character at all.
I can definitely see that. Like, I can agree with that 100%.
Because yeah, I'm okay with Akagi. Akagi seems like pure evil in some ways, but Kaga is just there for the ride. You know, she's indecisive. She just lost her temper that easily, you know. And yeah, she's attacking everyone at the end for some damn reason.
She just lost her damn mind.
Yeah, that is the reason why. So yeah, favorite scene throughout the show. You have any?
Honestly, it's probably, I like the final battle scene, like when everybody like finally shows up and it's just like, oh yeah, you about to get your ass whipped. Mm-hmm. And I liked when the Knights of the Round showed up, but it's like 30 ships, and I was like, only supposed to be 12 of y'all, but that's whatever. But probably my favorite scene.
They have like 12 or 30 ships in real life.
Well, no. So the Knights of the Round Table was, if I'm not mistaken, was supposed to be originally a group of 12 or 13 people.
Yeah.
So when they said Knights of the Round and they showed up with like 30 ships, I'm like, that's a lot of y'all for the Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah, whatever. Like I said, I'm a dumb and idiot. I don't know about ships at all. I don't know about the warship or something like that. So maybe they have like
30 ships. No, the Knights of the Round Table was King Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing off the King Arthur thing.
Yeah, I know.
So it had nothing to do with the battleships.
Maybe. I don't know, man. I don't know about ships at all.
That's what I'm saying. It had nothing to do with the warships, the Knights of the Round Table. They were playing off of King Arthur. It's like, okay, whatever. But my favorite scene is probably the first fight where Enterprise is fighting Kaga. And mm-hmm. Kaga's like, oh, I'm about to stomp you. And Enterprise just shows up and she's like, yeah, you're dead. And shoots her straight into the heart.
All right. But I like when Belfast showed up. The fight when Belfast showed up. I like that scene. The first time Belfast showed up, and Akagi said, oh, you better be careful, though. Don't underestimate her because she's one of the legendary fighter or something like that. Hey, I'm just a maid passing by. That's all. Shit. I love that scene. How about you, Matthew?
Are we talking about favorite scenes, right?
Yeah.
To be honest, the show really bored me to death. I don't really have a favorite scene. Nothing really stood out to me. It's like, oh, hey, this scene is super badass. It was all just one kind of big blip.
Oh, man. All right. I cannot blame you for that. How about a least favorite scene, Sharon?
The whole, like, I don't know. Pretty much everything with Kaga and her like emotional ordeal with Akagi.
Okay, I can see that. So as for me though, I don't like the slice of life of those lolis. I don't need to know that. Why should I know everything about you guys? Because you guys doesn't matter in the show at all, right?
True.
Man. How about you, Matthew?
I'm probably gonna have to stick with the same thing. Like not just with the lines, but any of the slice of life, just in general. I didn't like any of the slice of life.
Yeah, when Belfast asked Enterprise to eat and eat like the human food or something like that, have a proper meal. Is that really? Why are you trying to be human or something like that? Right. That is just weird. So I guess we don't have much to say about the show. So let's round up the show then. So
it's terrible.
Yeah. So, who do you think is the show is for?
I have no idea. I really don't.
Oh man. Really? You got nothing?
I mean, no. I mean, obviously, it's supposed to be like it's trying to do ecchi, but it's not really doing ecchi. It's just the aesthetic.
No, there's no ecchi at all in here.
I'm talking like how like okay, like illustrious. Her like her boobs are literally hanging out half out of her dress the whole show.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. Just in the character design, but that's mm-hmm. carried over from the game. So other than that, I have no idea because it seems like they tried to capture that aspect of it, but mm-hmm. wanted to make the anime something that's a bit more serious, I guess. So they didn't go that route, but they still had to carry the character designs through it. So it's like it was kind of for the ecchi, but not for the ecchi. And then I don't know who the hell the rest of it was for.
So, will you recommend this show at all to people?
No.
Why do we give it such an average score? We can give it a lower score, you know?
Well, I mean, for me, it's like the artwork was good. I gotta give him applause on the artwork. I like the artwork.
Yeah, the artwork is good. The whole fighting scene and the CG is okay, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, the storyline was trash.
Mm-hmm.
Pure trash. So, I suppose we should amend the scores, like, after talking about it. But that's kind of the thing, though. When you talk about it out loud, you start to realize other things that you hadn't thought of yet. And all of us are just kind of like, no, what about this? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. What about this? And then what about this? So it's just like bringing the score down the more we talk about the show. So I think it will be revised scores come the end.
Yeah, we should do like a revised score after we do a review, something like that.
Yeah, I think that'll definitely be good.
That's for you guys out there to decide. If you think that we should do like a revision of our score after we done review, tell us. Not in the comments, just DM us. We are at Shitake Podcast on Twitter, you know.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Shitake Podcast.
Yeah, everywhere too. You can also email us there.
Just type in Shitake Podcast. You'll find us, damn it.
Yep. Just Google it. So I guess let's not let ourselves to suffer, I guess, with this show. So let's end it like usual, I guess. So even though you like lollies or ships or whatever, please be safe out there and please don't die.
I mean, even in a world with apparently no humans in it and where girls are battleships, there's still massive amounts of time for O5.
All right. So, Matthew, any last word?
Yeah, this show sucks. But remember, I'm the best.
Boo.
I'm the greatest.
Boo. All right. So, let's say it with me now, guys. Shitake.
Shitake.
Shitake.